Thank you. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
So there we go. That was a smoking 30 minutes.
That was tremendous.
Wasn't it? Just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, yeah. No chance of me falling asleep. Were those percussive workouts happening?
Absolutely. Some of those. A few that are going to go in the Shazam list.
Definitely. I got some Lucho Bermudez off there.
Yes. We're going to have to ask him for the track listing of that because people have been asking. That was, a guest mix by Philly B. It's quite funny. I was like, what's happening on the show tonight? I was like, oh, one of my internet friends has done a guest mix. She's like ripping me. She's like, who is it? I was like, well, I don't really know. We just sort of follow each other on Blue Sky. She's like, oh, yeah, your internet friends. I don't put it like that. Make it sound. Anyway.
It's more wholesome.
Yeah, it's a lot more wholesome than that. There's also a good mix from on his Mixcloud page called Heartaches and Breakbeats Part 1. That's very good. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as
right
well.
Right on my street.
Yes. So as we do with all these things, we'll put all the links in the show notes for the folks who listen again, which is quite a few people.
Yeah. Had a message.
Oh, go on.
Live listener.
Ooh.
One.
Singular, yeah.
Clinker and Healy. Tuned in, says, muy caliente. He said those tunes made his chore of doing the dishes far more bearable.
Perfect.
So, I mean, what more can you ask for from a local radio station?
Not a lot. We've been doing this, what show are we on now? 369.
Do you know how many? Oh, shout outs to Chris Walsh, by the way. Do you know how many you got to today?
Oh, no, go on.
777.
Wow. That's a lot of shows.
It's like, it's doubles.
He's been doing it twice. He's been doing it twice as long.
Yeah, he's been since the beginning. Yeah.
We'll be coming up to our birthday soon.
He doesn't like take breaks like we do either.
No, not really.
He's got more commitment.
So, yeah, he would have enjoyed that mix. I mean, it's sad as if he's dead. I don't think he is. It's, if you like that kind of stuff, sometimes it's in the show.
It's true.
And that's what, Sundays 5 to 7?
Sunday 5 to 7, yeah. Part of, as you always say,
the greatest Sunday night lineup in community radio this side of the Pennines.
Legitimate.
Yeah, pretty much unstoppable. But talking of stopping, the talk has to, the hot chat has to come to an end.
So sad.
But it's all right, the music's going to kick off again now. Is this a new one?
It is, yes. New cuts. Is that the second of the show? Yeah, this one is Quantic. Born Again. Featuring Laura Roy. We'll be back in a little bit. Oh, Roy special.
Call me, I'm on my knees. You were dancing with me, but I saw you.
listeners. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Home stretch now.
Beautiful. Yes. That's what I need.
Sometimes I think, would it be good to do a 3-hour show? But then days like this when I'm in the drive home, like,
no. Or you could do the Fortet, the 8-hour show.
Oof. I can't go. It's like a full shift at work. just DJing.
Just DJing in front of thousands of people.
I mean, you've done those long DJ sets before. Not, I hasten to add, not in a giant warehouse.
With thousands of people.
No.
Baying at my every move.
Yeah.
Thankfully not.
Yeah, no.
I'm not cut out for that.
It's not your bag. It's a lot smaller scale. I suppose people might want to hear what they've just heard.
Yeah, let's rattle through them. So, should say this set was top and tailed by Roy Picks. So, yeah, that was accidental genius. So, started with Quantic's new release, Born Again, featuring Laura Roy, Canadian vocalist, there, collaborating on the Tropics EP. Came out last month, and this EP kicks off a run of 4 releases from different artists to mark the 200th outing of Will Soul's influential Oz Music label. So yeah, not on his usual label. There's another disco EP on there as well, which is cool. I'll probably play on a future show.
It's kind of hard to keep up how many labels it's got and things and studios.
There's a lot coming out, which is good. Yeah, then we went some weird stuff.
Yeah, it's some some hot new music. Kayla Painter did the track Ice Shells from the brand new album. I think it was out last week. Fractures in Sound. We've played a few of her cuts before, including one semi-recently. If you want to have a deeper dive into the album and influences and stuff like that, there was an album launch show on the 17th of October on Resonance Extra. You can catch that on their Mixcloud page. You know, we like to recommend shows on other stations.
Yeah, shows that are better than us. Why come back to us? Listen to something better. After that, you heard The Sapphires with Who Do You Love on Swan from 1964. That was like a two-men, one-woman soul trio from Philadelphia. You don't usually see that here. Normally like three dudes or three women.
Yeah, that's true.
Split gender. But yeah, Carol Jackson, George Gaynor and Joe Livingston. And I have no idea why that's in this. Why I picked that this week. I can't remember. But that is how my brain is functioning tonight.
It was great, listeners. When it was playing, it's like, is this one I picked? It's like, yeah, it is. It's like a slight annoyance.
It's got to do some more work.
But like we're saying, there's just a lot of songs that do sound like that.
There is. I mean, it could have been. You've definitely picked a song like that before.
Yes. I'm even starting a. I'm starting up a. Trying to work out a mix/playlist of songs exactly like that.
Amazing. Then we finish with Roy Poor himself with the Sound Machine 94. Roy's Blues from the Generation album, which came out in 94. It's kind of like a. It sounds old.
Yes.
It sounds way older than 94, but yeah, something I heard on a test press at work, so it's a nice one.
If you've heard those two songs and you're thinking, two songs to do with Roy is good, with a Roy connection, but what I want is 2 hours of Roy action.
Well, you're in luck, because 100 episodes ago.
Yes, show number 269, go back into the archives at thenighttrain.co.uk and you can dig out the much anticipated, I think we called it, Roy special.
And we do reference it a lot, so if you want to, you know, if you want to see what we're talking about, get involved.
It's a great show. Okay, let's do this.
Shot the president down. solitude and sadness pitch me in and pull me and cry. When the news came on the radio that President Kennedy had died. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame it was. He shot the president. A man of honor, a man who had pride, a man who faced responsibility. He had equality in his shot.
Through the bad times.
told you it was a good show.
Yes, we weren't wrong, weren't we?
We were not wrong.
And that's not just us saying that. People have been in touch and have said that's it was a good show.
Confirmation.
Yes.
If you needed it, you were listening to something that was half decent. Although Philly B's guest mix was doing some of the heavy lifting.
Yes. So we were just along for the ride.
Propping up our tent.
Yes, definitely.
So, it's a quick run through those songs. Then we'll sign out. But yeah, there's Dixie Nightingales we started out with. Assassination, doing the JFK story.
Mm-hmm.
As such, that one released on Chalice from 1965, which is some sort of sub-label of Stax. I've just looked online now, and you can get a compilation called Disturb My Soul, Gospel from Stax Records, Chalice label. So it's got all of the Dixie Nightingale stuff on there. I think they did 7 or 8 singles, and then a bunch of other stuff on a compilation from Ace Records, I think. So I'll be checking that one out later.
Nice. After that, because we've not played anything from them for a while, that was OCS with a track called Untitled. So that was from the, from what I can gather, the second OCS album called OCS. It's a 2 CD. CD 1 is 34 Reasons Why Life Goes On Without You. CD 2 is 18 Reasons to Love Your Hater to Death. Every track is called Untitled.
Amazing.
It has had some CD. There was an original CD run. One of those was set you back about £30, which is mad for a CD. £50 upwards for a vinyl copy if you wanted one. So I don't think I'll be buying that one anytime soon. Following that was some new old music from William Brzezinski's an excerpt from September 23rd. There's a really good interview with him on Mona's show on WFMU from a couple of weeks ago. We'll put a link to that in the show notes, where he talks in way more detail about it. In essence, it says, built from a piano piece that Brzezinski composed in high school in the mid-70s. He recorded it on the piano of the person that lived below him in the loft space, who is now turned out to be a really famous drag act called Lipsinker. He apparently used to live underneath them. So he talks about the process, where it came, how it came about, how all this archive materials come in, kind of what he's doing with it on that interview. So I urge you to check that out, and also listen to the full piece. Was it 38 minutes?
40
minutes.
Yeah, it's good.
If you like songs that don't do a lot but do a lot.
Yeah, you want to go in a meditative state. It's pretty prime.
Yes, that would be the most effective. Yeah, 3 or 4 notes. Not for everyone, but that's fine. As you know, as they say, music's not for everyone, right?
That's right.
Some stuff out there for everyone. Then something else I've been listening to this last month is Tom York, Nose Grows Some, the closing track, I think.
Yeah.
Closing track, possibly, towards the end of Tomorrow's Modern Boxes. He's got some tour dates, New Zealand. Tickets still available. Rush over there if you want. I think it's tomorrow. and then Melbourne, sold out. A couple of dates in Japan.
Those musos in Melbourne.
Yeah, they know where it's at. That was. Yeah, and I think I've posted the other day. It's like I listened a fair bit of Tom York across solo stuff, Radiohead. No idea what he's singing about.
No.
Absolutely no idea. But that's fine. I think it is anyway. So, one last tune to play us out for tonight, and it is a two-parter. It's Benny King, Supernatural Thing. I guess as we are in spooky season.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. If you need,
timely.
Yeah, if you need a far too many spooky songs, check out on our Spotify account the Halloween Windig Spookorama Fun Fest tracks. I think it's about 6 hours on there.
It's long. I've got some more to add as well.
Oh, perfect. We'll leave you this, and fingers crossed we'll be back next week.